Caregiving is never easy. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ximena Garcia-Rada, Assistant Professor of Marketing at Texas A&M University, determines that products to ease the burden aren't always welcomed.
Many products and services can make caregiving easier. From pre-made meals that help feed a hungry family, to robot cribs that automatically rock a crying baby to sleep. Although effort-reducing products might seem like the perfect solution to help consumers juggle their responsibilities, my recent research with Mary Steffel, Eleanor Williams, and Mike Norton suggests that using these products to take care of loved ones may come with a cost. Consumers feel they have not exerted enough effort. Across 9 experiments, we saw that consumers preferred putting more effort into caregiving. They also avoided products that were designed to make caregiving easier. For example, we found that consumers felt like better caregivers when they sent an elderly relative a handmade card, rather than a pre-made one. We also found that people prefer making cookies for their partner that they make by hand, rather than ones they made from frozen dough. And we found that parents responded better to a Facebook ad for this new RoboCrib when the ad acknowledged the effort that parents put into helping their babies sleep soundly, rather than to an ad emphasizing how this new could make bedtime easier. This happens because people believe that putting in effort is an important way of showing how much they care, even when taking a shortcut can do an equally good job of meeting the recipient's needs. Our research also suggests how to make people feel better about using these products. Marketers can make effort-reducing products more appealing by acknowledging caregivers' efforts rather than emphasizing how these products simplify caregiving. Most of all, caregivers should keep in mind that it's the love that you put into caregiving and not the effort that matters.
That was Ximena Garcia-Rada of Texas A&M University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.